This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All good topics and questions for our next guest, one of baseball's premier insiders, USA Today. Bob Nightingale on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Bob, one thing people want to keep telling me on Twitter is that the Yankees are interested in Key Brian Hayes. Do you believe that to be true?
Well, yeah, I do. They need a third baseman. Plays obviously great defense. They wish the offense came around. But there's a few teams, you know, dire need for a third baseman, but they're one of them for sure. He's underperformed to the contract, but, you know, to have him and have him for a few years would be right up the Yankees' alley.
Who are the other teams that you think might get into the Key Brian Hayes sweepstakes then?
I can see the Detroit Tigers certainly interested. They could use some like them. Now, would it rule out a team like the Arizona Diamondbacks kind of buy and sell where they dump Suarez because he's going to be a free agent, and then, you know, then you have a guy like Hayes, you know, to kind of build around for the next 4 or 5 years, at least, you know, you're going to have a third baseman. So they do have Lawler too. So it's more about, you know, probably more of a long shot. The Cubs, they're not, you know, Matt Shaw has struggled there, but I don't know if they would, I don't know if the Pirates would pull a deal with the Cubs being the same division.
Man, what a change that would be for the D-backs. Suarez might hit 50 home runs this year. I don't think Hayes is going to hit 50 in his entire career, Bob.
Yeah, no, he's supposed to, you know, everybody projected him to have bigger offensive numbers for sure. It hasn't happened. They do have a Jordan Lawler they can, you know, plug in. But, you know, teams, like him. The Pirates are probably better off holding on to him and trading him in the offseason. That way you could trade him to a team like the Dodgers, you know, who could use him. Max Muncy, he's got a club option, so they could walk away from Muncy and go from there as well.
Mitch Keller, do you anticipate he'll get traded between now and August 1st?
I do. Just so much smoke around him. Too many teams need starters. The fact you get him for a couple more years after this at low money. So, no, I think they can get quite a little haul for him for sure. So, no, I think he'll get moved.
Who is the team that would be at the top of your list of Mitch Keller suitors, Bob?
Well, I was only put him, East Coast teams for sure. Toronto Blue Jays, Yankees, Mets, all those teams should be all in on him. You know, he's kind of the Mets' perfect type of guy because he's on the contract. They don't like paying, you know, big-time money to starters. And the Blue Jays are desperate for a top-three guy. So he's been in there as well.
There's been some discussion here that Ronnie Mauricio would be the player the Pirates would take back in that deal. Is he alone good enough, or do you think the Pirates would need more?
That would probably do it. Yeah, be close to it because you're taking on the money from the Pirates too. So, that would be close to, you know, doing enough for him for sure.
Interesting. We're talking to Bob Nightingale here from USA Today. Bob, what do people in baseball say about Paul Skenes and his situation with the Pirates right now in terms of when he'll leave and how he'll leave and things like that?
Well, just that he means so much to the franchise, you know, generational talent, where I think people expect him to be there for at least the next 3-4 years. I don't think they can entertain any thoughts of trading him. Just means too much to the franchise, everything else. But, you know, with the run support, it kind of reminds people of, you know, King Felix days when, you know, he pitched great and he just couldn't score runs. And, you know, it's a shame for this guy to have a losing record. You know, might come up at the end of the season, like, can you have that bad of a record and still win the Cy Young Award?
Along those lines, FanDuel actually moved the odds here, and they have Zach Wheeler now favored to win the NL Cy Young. I don't know if you voted. You're obviously a voter, but what you vote on awards-wise changes year to year. Do you think that that's right at the moment, at the All-Star break? Do you think that Wheeler should be the front runner over Skenes?
I do. Yeah, I definitely do. And I think Wheeler would be the starting pitcher at the All-Star game as well, just for what he's done, being a veteran. Skenes started the All-Star game last year. So, no, I fully expect Wheeler to be the starting pitcher. And, if there's a Cy Young vote right now, I would think Wheeler, I'm not saying a runaway, yeah, but I think he'd be the heavy favorite.
O'Neill Cruz in the home run derby. Why is that? He only has 16 home runs, Bob.
They're just looking for names, kind of star power. I mean, why was Julio Rodriguez chosen from Seattle to make the All-Star team? There were guys having better years than him. Is Jazz Chisholm really a home run hitter? No. I just think they're trying to kind of get some international flavor and some kind of pizzazz. Because, you know, just on pure numbers, there's really no one in there that really belongs except for Raleigh. A lot of the big guys backed out. Eugenio Suarez wanted to do it and wasn't chosen. I'm not sure why that was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.